pretty exciting time yesterday. Got to put the pass on for the first time. And now you talk about the offensive linemen, you know, that's what they live for. You know, those guys talk about being able to put the pass on, be physical with the defensive line, get to form an attitude, come out, start practice fast. It takes football from fantasy football to reality football. So we're glad to be back out here. And I heard some people were complaining about the weather yesterday. So this weather here is a beautiful day in South Florida. So you know, we're glad to be back out. Can't wait to come back out later today.
A lot of former quarterbacks always agree that the first year to the second year is the biggest learning curve. Do you agree so far? Are you a lot more comfortable so far this year?
Yeah, you can say that, but at the same time, I'm still learning. You know, right now, each week, you know, we're being asked to do a lot, and you know, that's what comes with playing a position. So I'm glad that the coaches are thinking that highly of us. You know, we just try to execute at a high level.
As you know, some of the other positions, there's obvious differences and things you can do. What sort of difference is there for you getting out there first time with pads on?
The thing is about putting on the pads is you get a feel for those rushers. You know, when you're not in pads, you know, they have to pull up sometimes and, you know, really stay away from the quarterback. But when you get the pass on, you know, those guys are fighting in the trenches, so, you know, you have to play faster, get the ball out of your hand much faster, and just be back there relaxed.
Kenny, how much more comfortable do you feel this training camp versus maybe last year training camp, where maybe you had some ups and downs? I know you threw a few interceptions here and there. Just how much more is the comfort level this year's training camp?
My comfort level is very high right now. And my coaching styles, they're contributing to that. You know, whether it's, you know, calling plays that we're comfortable running, or, you know, giving us assignments that we're comfortable executing. So for me, you know, I'm much more comfortable this year. But, you know, it's training camp. You know, you're going against your defense. You've been going against those guys since the spring. So it's going to be a ton of competition, and that's what's going to make the team better.
Throwing against Xavier Rhodes there yesterday, Sal, what's he like as a cornerback to try to attack? It seems like he's taking some leaps too.
Yeah, Xavier, he's a great guy. A big physical guy, fast, can cover every route that you think of. And, you know, he and I, we go at it every day because we train together back in South Florida. Our lockers are next to each other back in Eden Prairie. So, you know, there's a little competition going there. But, you know, he makes us better. He makes that wide receiver room better. Our wide receivers make that the defensive back room better.
Does this feel like your team this year? Do you feel that way, that you're the focal point, the man that has to run it?
Oh, totally. And at the same time, we have guys, you know, like Chad Greenway, Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson. The list goes on and on. Guys who've established themselves, you know, not only in the National Football League, but for this organization. So they make my job much easier. And, you know, yesterday I had a talk with Marshall Faulk, and he was like, you know, it's going to have to be you at some point. And, you know, those moments where you step up into that leadership role are sometimes the defining points of your career. And, you know, hearing those words from him, you know, it means a lot. So, you know, I'm not going to do anything differently. And I lead with conviction, lead from within, and just be myself.
You mentioned talking, obviously, to Marshall Faulk. He's a running back, of course. But have you talked a lot to, I know you met with Favre a little bit there, but how many former quarterbacks or top quarterbacks maybe have you talked to in the last year, picked their brain, and who might they be?
You know, when I was down at the Kentucky Derby, you know, there are a ton of guys down there, and I was able to pick some of those guys' brains. But, you know, it's always good to get an insight on what those guys are thinking, you know, whether it's heading to the offseason, how they're training or preparing for the next season. So I think it'll be very helpful for me going into this year. I wouldn't share the names right now, but, you know, I was, like I said, I talked to some guys down there, and, you know, they shared some good things with me.
Eddie, was there more traffic and more, like, the rush? You talked about the rush yesterday. Was there more traffic or closer to you than a typical training camp? Because I Zimmer a few times had to say, hey, don't hit Teddy.
Yeah, you could say that, but, you know, it's those guys are competing. You know, it's our first day in the pads. You know, you talk about a long offseason of chatter around the locker room with the offensive line, defensive line, saying what they're going to do to each other. So you put the pads on, you get that game-like feel. And, you know, we're just going to continue to learn how to practice with each other, protect each other, and we should be good.
Teddy, there's a lot of onus on the offensive line to step up their game this year. Why would you describe their attitude right now? A lot of onus on the offensive line to step up their game after last year being a little leaky in pass protection. How would you describe their attitude now?
You know, those guys, you know, we were pretty beat up last year. And I think we finished the season with one healthy lineman or two healthy linemen. And, you know, those guys, they work hard every day. And ever since we arrived back in Eden Prairie for OTAs and organized team activities, you know, those guys have been just serious about their craft. And, you know, nothing has changed. You know, those guys are going to continue to get better each and every day.
Where do things stand as far as timing with Mike Wallace, and especially when it comes to the deep ball?
You know, everyone talks about the deep ball. Yeah, you know, you're going to hit two or three of those, or you're going to miss two or three games. So, you know, it's going to happen. You know, my thing is I can't think too much about it. You know, Mike and I, we had some time together down in South Florida. We're working out together, you know, developing the chemistry on and off the field. So, you know, it goes beyond the deep ball. You know, I have to continue to be precise and get the ball out of my hand fast enough if he's running the out route, because he's the guy who can fly. So, you know, I'm going to continue to try to get better, you know, in every aspect, whether it's throwing a slant route, out route, hitch route, or throwing a deep ball. So, you know, it's going to be very important for us. We know that he brings some excitement to the team, that big playability, and we're going to make sure we capitalize on it.
Talk about his speed. Is he the fastest on the
team? He may be. You know, yesterday he had a moment where I think Sean Prater was playing off coverage in one-on-ones, and he told him, listen, come up, press me. And, you know, that's just something, you know, that you want on his team, that confidence, you know. And, you know, he's very fast. Everyone knows that. So when you do press him, you know, sometimes you just have to live with what you do.
Is the preseason good? Offseason, weight-wise, how do you feel the effects now? How much did you gain in weight this offseason? How do you feel the effects now?
There was a set amount, set weight limit for me coming into training camp, which was 215. So I was able to put on some weight, but most of it was muscle. And I'm trying to make sure that I'm building myself up to withstand some hits that I'm going to take throughout the year, or, you know, withstand the long season that's ahead of us. So, you know, our coaching staff, our training staff, strength and conditioning staff have been doing a great job, but not only me putting on weight, but, you know, other guys, whether it's a wide receiver, defensive back, and we're going to make sure that we take advantage of it.
How much of a difference does it make on the touchdowns you have to pass compared to last year?
You know, it allows me to have more zip on the ball, but also that comes with technique. You know, sometimes if I drop my elbow too low, a ball may sail on me. So, you know, it's some of it is muscle and, you know, strength. Now, the other half is technique. So, you know, there are a ton of things that play a role into whether it's accuracy or throwing motions and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of effort to try to increase your durability going out of
the game. Yeah, and, you know, this is a physical league. So, you know, you got to be able to withstand those hits, like I said, because not every play is going to be a perfect play. So if you have to sit back there and deliver a ball while taking a hit, and I want to make sure that my body is able to do so.
You talked in the past about how you've used video games and Madden to kind of learn a playbook. How do you see yourself using this new virtual reality technology that the team's testing out?
You know, I'll be able to take advantage of it because I'll be able to steal reps. You know, if, you know, a guy like Sean Hill is in there doing 7-on-7, you know, I may be watching his reps in practice, but once I go into the classroom and put the virtual goggles on, you know, I'm actually taking that rep now for myself. So it's going to be very helpful from the learning curve, for not only me, but, you know, other guys in the room. You know, we have backups who won't get the same amount of reps as I would get, you know, throughout the course of a game week. So, you know, for them to be able to go in and steal reps is going to be very helpful.
Teddy, how does it?
A lot of people, you know, say that you're going to make a major move this year and whatever. Do you like those expectations? I mean, do you like that pressure on you that you're going to take a really big step this year as a quarterback?
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, I don't back down from it. And the thing is, the beauty of it is, you know, we're still in July. So, you know, everyone can say all the good things, but, you know, it's not going to happen right now. You know, it's either you can't win a championship in July, but you can't lose one if you're not working hard enough and everything. So, I know that. And like I said, I don't back down from the expectations. We have a coaching staff here who keeps everyone level-headed. You know, we have great guys, supporting cast on this team. Talk about a guy like Kyle Rudolph being healthy this year. He's going to be a huge playmaker on this offense. Bringing Mike Wallace in from Miami, you know, having Adrian back, you know, it's going to be pretty exciting for this offense, and, you know, I can't wait to be out there with those guys.
Does it affect Cordero's progression by not getting reps with you?
I don't think so. You know, the good thing about Cordero, he's in a situation where, you know, we can move him around a lot, and, you know, he's going to be very helpful for this team. You know, that entire wide receiver unit, you know, those guys are getting better each and every day. There's great leadership in that room, and I'm excited for those guys.
With you.
You know, you just have to take advantage of those reps when he's in there, because, you know, everything isn't always timing. You know, sometimes we throw to areas and he just has to be in the right place. So, you know, as long as he's executing what's being asked of him when he's in there, you know, we shouldn't have an issue if he's in there with me or with Sean or Mike or Taylor.
Yeah,